testimony that La ilaha illallah. This phrase has two parts. One, La ilaha, which negates that anything or anyone deserves to be worshipped other than Allah. Two, Illallah, which affirms that Allah alone truly deserves to be worshipped. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, and remember when Ibrahim said to his father and his people, verily, I am innocent of what you worship except him, i.e. Allah alone I worship none. Who did create me? And verily, he will guide me. Therefore, it is not sufficient to worship Allah. Rather, you must worship Him alone. The Tawheed of person is not correct except by singing out Allah in worship and freeing oneself from polytheism, shirk. And those who commit it has been mentioned in a narration that La ilaha illallah is the key to paradise. But does everyone who says they deserve to have the door of paradise open for him? Wahab ibn Munabbih was asking, isn't the statement La ilaha illallah the key to paradise? He answered, yes, but every key has a set of teeth. If you come with the key that has the correct set of grooves, the door will open for you. If you come with a key that doesn't have the correct set of grooves, the door will not open for you. Many narrations have been reported from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which explain the correct grooves which it must have. For instance, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever says La ilaha illallah sincerely, and he also said with certainty in his heart, and he also said wrathfully from his heart, and so on. These narrations clarify that in order for this key to open the gates of paradise, La ilaha illallah must be said with submission to what its meaning initials, to what its meaning entails, remaining firmly upon it throughout one's life and with other characteristics. Based on evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah, the scholars of Islam have concluded that certain conditions must be fulfilled and certain factors must not be present for this praise to serve as the key to paradise and to benefit the person who utters it. These conditions are as follows. Knowledge. Its opposite being ignorance. Since every statement has a meaning, one must know the meaning of La ilaha illallah. The meaning of this phrase is that one rejects that anything or anyone else deserves worship, affirming it for Allah alone. Thus, this phrase means none deserves worship except Allah. The proof that one must know the meaning is the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, except him who bears witness unto the truth and they know it. Also the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever dies knowing that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, La ilaha illallah, will enter paradise. Muslim. 2. Certainty. The opposite of which is doubt. Certainty is to believe that none has the right to be worshipped except Allah, La ilaha illallah, with surety. Having no doubt whatsoever, Allah Azza wa Jalla said, describing the true believers, the true believers are only those who believe in Allah and His Messenger. Then do not doubt and struggle for the sake of Allah with their positions and their selves. It is not enough that a person merely utter this phrase, but he must have absolute certainty about its meaning, or it is pure hypocrisy. The Prophet ﷺ said, I bear witness that none had the right to pure shirk except Allah, La ilaha illallah, and that I am His messenger. None meet Allah with these two testimonies, having no doubt about them except that they will enter paradise. Muslim, acceptance. If you have knowledge of the meaning of this phrase and you are certain about it, then this should have an effect on a person, that one accepts what this phrase necessitates with their heart and tongue by accepting Islam. Whoever rejects the call of Tawheed and does not accept it, then he is a disbeliever, whether that rejection be due to arrogance, stubbornness, or jealousy. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned about disbelievers who reject Tawheed due to arrogance, for when it was said unto them, none had the right to pure shirk except Allah, La ilaha illallah, they would puff themselves up with pride and denied it. And they said, what shall we forsake our gods for a crazy poet? 4. Compliance to Tawheed completely. This is the real test and outward proof of plea, testified by what Allah legislated and abstain from what He prohibited. Allah Azza wa Jal said, whoever submits his whole self to Allah and is doer of good has indeed grasped the most trustworthy handhold. This is the absolute compliance. Truthfulness, the opposite of which is lying. This is to say testimony truthfully. Since if one utters it without being truthful, is a hypocrite. The proof of this is in the saying of Allah Azza wa Jal, they say with their tongues what is not in their hearts. 6. Love. The believer must live this phrase, what it necessitates, and also those who act according to it. The sign of this love is to prefer what Allah loves, even though it may be against His desires. He loves those who love Allah and His messenger, and He hates the enemies of Allah and His messengers. He follows in the messenger's sallallahu alaihi wasallam footsteps and accepts his guidance. 7. Purity of intention. This means to only say this statement seeking the face of Allah and His pleasure. As Allah Azza wa Jal said, and they were not commanded except that they should worship Allah, being sincere in their religion for Him and worshiping none except Him alone, and establish prayer and give charity, and that is right, straight religion. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also said, Allah has forbidden the hellfire for anyone who says, none had the right to pure worship except Allah, La ilaha illallah, desiring the face and the pleasure of Allah. Al-Bukhari and Muslim.